Snapshot Wednesday, all brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock, the amazing place that continues to find these beautiful vehicles with low miles. And once again, Steve McKay, here we go. In the spotlight today, 2023 red Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross LE, four-wheel drive, only 19,000 miles. Brand new, basically.
I'm scrolling. Oh, I see it. Oh, that is a nice color.
Isn't that the really nice red color?
Very nice. And I hope he hasn't sold this already, but the fabulous Judester and I are Jeep people. Mm-hmm. And he's got, I think, the nicest looking Jeep I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
It's a 2021. I don't want to distract attention from Mitsubishi,
go ahead
but he's got a 2021 Jeep two-door black top. It's a Willy, and it's the color is killer. It's like a shiny maroonish kind of crab apple red. It's just and he's got the kind of tough looking rims on it and tires. This baby is awesome. Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That is a sweet ride, Steve. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah. It's kind of a good combination of good family vehicle, but just kind of has a mean edge to it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it could be yours, and I wouldn't wait around. Tony just told me it's a four-door, not a two-door.
Four-door. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, we have a four-door, and it's so much easier with kids, you know?
All right. Well, get all the details at tonysfairwayauto.com. Yeah, the bar is set high. Mr. Dow did a grand slam today.
Not the least bit surprised.
I'm feeling you're going to do the same thing.
It's a little challenging today, Steve, but I think you can do it. I think you can do it.
Are you ready?
See, I got my earbuds in. Let me turn up my volume a little bit and doing my little meditation thing. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Snapshot number one.
Betty Davis eyes.
Very nice. Yes. Kim Carnes. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Moving on to snapshot number two.
Wow, sounds like a bunch of static. Let me hear that again.
Okay.
Really? That's the beginning of
a
song?
A strong beginning. Here it is again.
It sounds like it could be the beginning of Easy Lover, but it is so much static. And did you get this right off, Mike?
It took me a second,
but a second.
It's to me, it sounded like it could be one of three songs. I know what you mean about the beginning, and I'm guessing over the phone, it probably really sounds staticky.
Let me play it again for you. Here we go.
I mean, the Beatles did a lot of that kind of thing, static and weird noises. I guess I'll go with the Beatles. I really don't recognize it, though.
So you're going to say the Beatles. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, you're going to kick yourself. 1999 from Prince.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I can hear the Easy Lover. That's a loud slamming beginning.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Moving on to snapshot number three. This time not as loud.
It could be Seals and Crofts.
Let me do it again for you, just before you say the final answer.
Oh, brother. Now I don't think it's Seals and Crofts. Let me hear one more time.
Sure.
Doggone it. I'm going to go 2 for 4. I should know this one. Nice little guitar intro. One more time.
Sure.
The Dog and the Butterfly by Heart.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no. You'll probably kick yourself again. Behind Blue Eyes, The Who.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Do I really have to do the last one? Because I'm just going to curdle up in a fetal position near my desk. Okay.
All right. I think you'll get this one. Here comes this morning's bonus.
Have I ever gone 1 for 4 in this entire history?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay.
You know the song.
Sounds like a mosquito.
Kind of does.
It could be the beginning of Wild Thing by the Troggs.
Oh, that is a good guess.
Well, that is good.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time. I don't know this one.
You don't know this one at all? So you want to stick with the Troggs?
As well.
All right. Oh, no. not the Trogs.
What a wicked game to play.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Isaak.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Wow. I think we made history. Yeah, I don't recall Steve ever getting just one. Wow. But, you know, we're human, and this is the trickery of this game.
But, you know, in all fairness to Steve, I get to hear the full fidelity, and I'm looking at you through a piece of glass, and I've got headphones on, and it sounds great to me. He's listening over the phone. It's really hard to identify these clips over the phone, so... You know what? I would say one for four. That's still not bad.